EY.com. Welcome to this hour of America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Oh, the weekend is here, and it's Super Bowl weekend. Hopefully you get a chance to kick back and just chill, watch the game, hang out with family or friends, whatever it might be. We're going to rip through a couple of interesting things here right at the top. I think you'll find them interesting anyway. I think the biggest buzz going and something that we should all be concerned about is really not being talked about very much at all. Guarantee next week this is going to really start to pop up on everybody's radar. I have a pretty good buddy at the Pentagon, and we've been watching this closely, but other people are watching it. What's going on with the situation in Iran? Lots of tension between Israel and Iran, and for good reason. Now Iran is that much closer to having that nuclear weapon, even though Ahmadinejad, the president of that country, swears they just are trying to come up with more power. It's about nuclear power, but none of us are buying that, and including Israel. So with the heightened tension and the fact that Iran has missiles that can hit Israel, the Israelis are thinking of an attack. But the problem with the attack is they don't have the power to hit the plant, the enrichment plant, the uranium enrichment plant, the nuclear building weapon plant that Iran has buried in the ground 200 feet deep. But guess who does? We have the firepower. It's called MOP, and it can hit there. There might be some problems with it, but it is the most powerful weapon we have that could go underground. So do you think we're going to help Israel if they decide this is it, we're going for it? Because I think they're going to go for it. And here's why this is a big story. Because you've got the Secretary of Defense flat out saying, when asked about it, that he believes that Israel is close to making a move, and it could be in April or May. So he's not backing off of that. He didn't shy away from, hey, yes, of course, there's heightened tensions. You know, the usual rhetoric that you get from somebody in that spot. Well, geez, of course, we're monitoring it closely, and everybody's concerned about the situation. We're watching. The Secretary of State has said, blah, 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 blah. We've done whatever. He's not going down that road anymore. He's flat out saying that he believes something will happen. So I think that's a warning. Get ready. Hang on, because we're going to probably jump into this. Now, the question is, do you think we should jump into it? Ron Paul, who's running for president on the Republican side of things, is either getting praised or attacked for his stance on Iran. He says, oh, we just need to negotiate, and we need to stay out of all this. We need to get out of all these foreign lands because we can't even afford to be where we are after these two wars and where our deficit is. So too bad. We're taking our bombs and our potential to help and saying, we're staying out of it. You deal with it. Let's negotiate. So here we go with an inflamed situation and a very real possibility that there's going to be involvement here. At what level or how, that we don't know. But I think when you have Leon Panetta saying April or May, Israel's going to do something, oh my, oh my. You know, and people are scared to death as to what this will open up. Is it going to be World War III? Are we going to get massive retaliation from this too? I mean, Israel's big-time allies in the West are saying, others in the West are saying, oh, please don't attack Iran. Please don't go after their nuclear facility, because ultimately, isn't that going to strengthen the nuts in Tehran? And, you know, this is squarely, come on, this is squarely on our shoulders. At least a part of it is, because how much effect do we have, does our government have on the Israeli decision? How much sway, I guess you would have to say, whether it's Leon Panetta or the president, you know, Barack Obama. And you see that Benjamin Netanyahu has felt a little bit slighted the last time around. Now, the Israeli defense minister is saying that the world is ready to consider a military strike against Iran if these sanctions, the economic sanctions, don't persuade them to give up, you know, suspected parts of its nuclear program. So I think that that's what this is all about, getting everybody ready for the fact that this is there's a great chance that this is going to happen. Israel is indicating that they're considering it. They're saying that they're considering it, or you wouldn't have him mention in Brussels, where they're talking about all this, that we're talking April, May, maybe even June, but probably that's what we're going to see. Whew. Wow. I think it's real, folks. I really do. I think this really is going to happen. This is the next thing that we're going to be talking about, because this is on the heels of withdrawing from Afghanistan in 2013. How does that rub you? Do you agree with the Paul point of view that, geez, let's forget it. We've already invested too much in the sands of the Middle East. Let's get out of the way of this situation. Let's just not even play. Let's not even go there. I don't, we just can't. I think with Iran, we can't do that. At this point, that's not going to work. And especially since we know we're the ones that have the firepower. If we have the ultimate firepower and we're not going to help Israel, and then we might need Israel's help, which of course is supposedly what is happening, that there's the back and forth here. I don't know. You decide. Something to think about for the next couple of months, because we'll be talking about it. I know that there's going to be some decision in the 11th hour that's made, and we're going to wake up to it, or we're going to be on the air. That's the beauty of America tonight. We could be on the air while all of this stuff goes down. Speaking of going down, this went down terribly wrong. Operation Fast and Furious. What's furious, as somebody who has a friend who's a Border Patrol agent, what made me furious is that Brian Terry lost his life with guns that we supplied, basically, in a roundabout way. And there's been a lot of injustice done, I think, in this situation. Thank goodness his family is suing the ATF, because they should, just to raise the awareness for it. Once again, the Attorney General Eric Holder is on the Hill and denies a cover-up by the Justice Department over this op, saying that, you know, this botched gun running program, I'm not hiding anything. It's not any kind of a political deal. I didn't know about it until Terry was killed. So the question and the stretch still becomes the same thing. Do you believe it? Do you believe that he didn't know that anything was going on there, that this operation was going on? Was he forthright in how he responded to the House Oversight and Government Relations Committee? Because they are definitely gunning for him, so to speak. They want some answers that they are not getting at this point. I mean, justice on top of Fast and Furious? The level of the program, you know, you have to say to yourself, I gotta believe they knew what was happening. Coming up on the flip side, you can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Plus, we can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,746. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,789.08, $894.54 for a half ounce, or $447.27 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,789.08, $894.54, and $447.27.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced? Ailments could be alleviated. Physical and mental stress could be eased and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
But here we go. iPhone 5 is coming out in June. Do you believe it? You cannot keep up with technology, how fast it moves. I mean, it's the truth. So I'm going to have to hurry up and figure out how to work some of the features on iPhone 4, which I was pushed into getting since I lost the original iPhone, by the way. Isn't it the worst when you lose your cell phone? I'm telling you. It's like someone has taken a piece of you away, because I was actually traveling, and good luck trying to find a payphone. There's a few, but not very many payphones exist anymore, and you lose that cell phone, you got to rely on the kindness of others to bail you out, and that's what happened to me. It was pretty lucky, because people did help me. Somebody said, here, just use my phone. Since they had an all-you-can-eat phone, you know, meaning it didn't matter about the minutes or whatever. So the iPhone 5, a lot of people are clamoring for what this is going to mean, some of the features. They're saying there's at least 25 unique features on it. I don't know, does the 25 sound like a lot? Don't we already have that in some of what these other iPhones do? But part of it's going to be the speed and some of the amazing new things it'll be able to do with. They already have FaceTime, but they've probably upgraded some of that. So I'm sure the upgrade for some people will be worth it because of some of the other things they're going to be able to interface. That's like part of the whole deal, is that now you can get just everything on that phone, which we knew it was coming, and it's here. What can't you do on your phone? Well, you can listen to music, watch movies, what else? Anything besides work, write notes, and actually use it to call. How many people are not texting but actually physically calling people more than anything else? There's a feature, I bet, that is not used as much as all the other features on the phone. So iPhone 5 coming out. The target date is the beginning of June. If you don't know how to use this stuff now, you better hurry up and use it. How about a smiling Mark Zuckerberg? Imagine being 27 years old. Imagine yourself, picture yourself at 27. Maybe you are 27. And suddenly you've come into $30 billion. I don't think it matters for Zuckerberg because he knows that he's in this situation and has been there for a long time after the excitement and the development of Facebook, going back to his Harvard days and then the movie that came out and all the excitement surrounding that. And I think he actually liked the portrayal of himself in that movie by Jesse Eisenberg. And he's been sitting on this cash for a long time. And now it's just official when they do the whole IPO. He's going to end up with a big haul in the neighborhood of $28.4 billion. Much more than the Google guys and some other technology gurus who got close but not quite to the figure that Zuckerberg finds himself in that neighborhood. That's some pretty rarefied company at 27 years old. I doubt there's very much that he's going to be worried about. Boy, oh boy, you got to say that for sure. All right, moving along to something else here. You know, we've been talking about facts and figures from the Super Bowl last year, but by now all of you certainly know this number. We've heard it so much. I wrote a book called Level the Playing Field that came out a couple of months ago, and heavily featured in it, naturally, is stories about football, things to do with football, because of all the big four sports, football is it. I mean, you know, it's the whole enchilada, as I say in one of my chapters. So the first Super Bowl was played at the Los Angeles Memorial Stadium in 1967. A lot of you listening are Packer fans, not necessarily even living in the Midwest, and they pounded Lamar Hunt's Chiefs 35-10. Who knew how big this game, you know, really, truly would become? So we're up to number 46. That's the number. The time is 6:30. That's when the kick will be, East Coast time, give or take. You know, by the time you do that whole ceremony thing, a lot of times it goes off a little bit later than that. And it's a rematch that we've talked about already of 2008, the 2007 season. And it pits the Giants and New England going for the Lombardi Trophy. If New England wins, it'll be the fourth for Tom Brady. If the Giants pull it off, it'll be the second for Eli Manning. And you think of the situation with the Manning brothers, which now Peyton Manning has gone through a lot of therapy and whatnot for his neck and apparently is doing a lot better. I would imagine so, because speaking of big numbers, he's due for a $28 million bonus. But will he get that bonus? You know, there ultimately is the question. Or does Indianapolis go in a different direction and he gets picked up by someone else? That's part of the scuttlebutt. Donald Trump didn't waste much time talking about numbers. He endorsed Mitt Romney. He said Mitt Romney is a smart, sharp guy, and that he's his choice. He held a press conference. Mitt Romney and his wife were there to play this whole thing up, and said, Governor Romney, go out and get them. You can do it. Isn't it interesting that he made the announcement at Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas? I mean, this guy never misses an opportunity to promote himself. So really, it turns into a way for Trump to be able to do that. And the fact that people are covering, and I'm mentioning the fact that Donald Trump is backing Mitt Romney in a sense, is crazy, isn't it? It's crazy to think that people were waiting to see who Trump ultimately ultimately was going to endorse, and it came down to two. There's your number. It looked like he was going to go with Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, I heard, really thought that he was going to endorse him, but in the end, he decided to go with the establishment guy, and the establishment guy, naturally, is Mitt Romney. And this is something that didn't make much news, but it's a big number, and when we're talking about expanding and cutting things, especially when we have this heavy deficit, how about this? The president says that he's going to stop $21.1 billion up to that. He's going to curtail that expansion of our military in Guam and instead is going to rotate some of the Marines through that area. So, you know, now they're going to send 4,500 Marines stationed in Japan to Guam and then rotate 4,000 through Australia, the Subic Bay, and maybe even smaller bases or, you know, in the Philippines and Hawaii. How about that? Because we're realigning the Asia-Pacific region. In fact, they're refocusing some attention there after all of the, you know, all of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the Pentagon has to cut. They've got big scissors. They're cutting out almost $500 billion from the projected defense spending over a decade. So some of the Marines going to Guam under the revised plan are going to be based in the U.S. territory in the Pacific temporarily on this whole, like I said, rotation thing. Isn't that interesting? Somebody just sent me a note about that. Why do we do that? Why isn't this some of the places where we could pull people out? Well, we have an agreement with Japan that's been around for about 6 years where you have 8,600 Marines and 9,000 dependents that were transferred from Okinawa in Japan almost 1,500 miles south to Guam. That was the whole idea by 2014. That's it's interesting, and I think there's some people are concerned about spending, depending too much on a temporary presence, worried that this will open the gates for something to happen. Well, listen, here's the thing. We are cutting. What are we cutting? We're cutting and closing some bases. That's what it looks like is going to happen in our own shores, and we're cutting a lot of staff out. So, hey, if World War III happens with Iran, it might be pretty scary, folks. Hang with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the plan when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Talking or not, hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Check this out. This was the headline that I woke up to. What would Jesus do? Obama's Jesus would back my tax the rich policy. So let me explain. The president was out at the National Prayer Breakfast, and he talked about the fact that his policy proposals are shaped by his religious beliefs, is what he said. Obama says that as a person who has been extraordinarily blessed, he's willing to give up some of the tax breaks he enjoys. In his own words, here's the prez.
We can all benefit from turning to our Creator, listening to Him, avoiding phony religiosity, and listening to Him. This is especially important right now when we're facing some big challenges as a nation.
Okay, so in digging further of exact things that Obama said, he said, I know that far too many neighbors in our country have been hurt and treated unfairly over the last few years. I believe in God's command to love thy neighbor and thyself. I know a version of that golden rule is found in every major religion and every set of beliefs. So, now it's the Bible. What does the Bible say about the taxes? John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, picked up on this idea a little bit later in the day, and here's what his take was.
I think this mandate violates our Constitution. I think it violates the rights of these religious organizations. And I would hope that the administration would back up and take another look at this. We have to remember that the top 1% of taxpayers pay 38% of the income taxes in America, and the top 10% pay almost 75%. I believe that if we're going to deal with the tax code, we should deal with the entire tax code.
All right, there you go. It's interesting in trying to see how people dissected this story. I read something where a funny comment that somebody said, what does the Bible ultimately tell us about taxation? And the answer back was not very much. They're pretty silent on whether capital gains should be taxed at 15% or higher, or other types of investment income. Payroll tax holidays are not mentioned. How about that? Congressman Patrick McHenry, from a Republican from North Carolina, will join me on the air on Monday. I'm actually doing America Tonight, of course, and filling in for Jason Lewis, who is on the GCN network, and he's on the network from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock Central. And so McHenry's going to join me there, and I'll also take slices of that so you can hear what he has to say about the payroll tax holiday. He has plenty to say on that, and also Fannie and Freddie, as he's fighting to stop a lot of that funding to what has now become a nightmare for so many of us, for so many people, as you see in a lot of these neighborhoods. I don't think we're going to solve the question of what would Jesus do in the tax thing and all that stuff. But here's the thing. He was out at a prayer breakfast. I mean, this is kind of a tricky deal for the White House because he's running for reelection. And there are people that are going to not at all like, they're not going to like a lot of the things that the administration is doing, including the health and human services policy that's forcing religious schools and other institutions that offer employee health insurance to cover contraceptions. The Catholics are upset by this, and because of religious views, and other people have come forward and they don't like it either, and so that's the thing. So now we're mixing in religion. You know what they say about religion and politics? After all, it's dangerous territory. That's why we always talk about it. You're on America Tonight, and you're always invited to be part of the overnight highway, no matter what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or just really sick of all the nonsense that goes on in the Beltway. The big day Sunday is the Super Bowl. A lot has been made about the halftime act. It's Madonna, who came out in the 80s with Like a Virgin and a bunch of other songs. And she is going to do three songs. She said she was excited to be a part of the Super Bowl, and she doesn't really want to say much about what she's doing because she wants people to really ultimately be surprised.
I am so excited to be here, incredibly nervous. This is a Midwesterner girl's dream to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime. So if I speak fast or I run out of breath, you'll know why. I really don't want to blow the surprises. I want people to be knocked out of their seats from beginning to end. And so I just want to keep that surprise and keep anticipation going. Sorry.
Yeah, the reporters were asking her about her show, and she really wouldn't reveal very many details there, except for the fact that there's going to be three songs, but nothing else. I'd have to think that some other performers would jump onto the stage with her. I can't imagine they were going to have any wardrobe malfunctions, but maybe some changes. One thing that always sadly happens when you have a big event like this one, this is our biggest in the United States, whether you're a fan of one of the other sports professionally that are played or amateur sports, you can't deny that this is the game that people watch. I mean, even people, I've said this a zillion times, but even people who don't even care about football will be somewhere at some game or some bar or some restaurant or somewhere ever, and the Super Bowl will be on. It's just inevitable. It's like the Wizard of Oz. Every year, ever since I was like a kid, ever since I was like 2 years old, I can always remember at Halloween, right around that time, The Wizard of Oz, The Wizard of Oz, The Wizard of Oz, The Wizard of Oz. I'll tell you what, isn't The Wizard of Oz always on? It's like It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas. You can find it anywhere. Trust me, flip around on some of those stations and it's playing all over the place. Or Christmas music. You know, it's like a holiday. The Super Bowl is there every year, there, and people are watching it. It's on all the tubes, wherever you live. But one of the sad things that happens is people, predators take advantage of people who want to go to the Super Bowl or be involved in the fan experience. John Morton talked about the fact that you got some phony tickets. Boy, that is just bad karma, I think.
The criminals have figured out, why leave that $90 on the table? I'm going to try to figure out what is the lowest price I can get to attract you to my website to buy, thinking it's real, and I'm going to dupe you in the process.
Yeah, no, a lot of those websites pop up and people fall for it and they think that they're going to get some great deal, and that's not what's happening. Naturally, the tickets are just bogus. That's why they really crank down on the people that are scalping, because a lot of times that's what will happen. Somebody's really good at counterfeiting it. You don't know. You just decide at the last second that you want to get to the Super Bowl. You have a way to get there. You have family in the area, and then you're stuck because you go and you're just at the mercy of whoever, and you think you're going to get real tickets and you're not. And you know what? This does, it happens. They really try to crack down on it. But I've been to 11 Super Bowls in a media sense, and going into the stadiums, there's always people with tickets. And I always wondered that, how many of those tickets are real or they're really big rip-offs and seem like they're real, and the people are clever about how they try to, you know, they're looking around for undercover cops who are trying to be clever about how they sell them. And boy, oh boy, it is absolutely rampant, absolutely. So let's hope that we don't have as many people getting ripped off in Indianapolis as we've seen in the past. It's sad for people that will try to get there at all costs and then end up in that situation. All right, coming up in just a few minutes here on America Tonight, forget the Super Bowl. Maybe you want to go to the movies. There's a couple of movies that are opening up that personally, I'm just going to give you the heads up on my cheap movie review. I think I would wait for these movies. There's so many movies that are out right now, and if you haven't been to the movies in a while, there are plenty of movies you could pick from. One that's very popular, it was tops in the box office last week, I bet you it'll be top again, is The Gray with Liam Neeson. It's about the whole idea of surviving in the wilderness. There's something about that that is attracting people. And then there's Man on a Ledge, kind of a little thriller thing. Is he going to jump? What's going on? And so many movies that came out that are still hanging around, like Mission Impossible and Sherlock Holmes. They're killing it at the box office. And many people just wait until a couple of weeks out, 4 or 5, 6 weeks out, to go and check out the film, because then they don't have to fight the big crowds. So there's still all of that. But there is some pretty cool movies that would be good rentals, I think. Good rentals in the near future. And that's important, because if you just remember, then when you're tooling around by the red box, when you run to the store to go get something, you remember, oh yeah, I remember when that movie came out. Kate said that might be a good rental, The Big Miracle. So that's going to be the first one we start with on the flip side in our cheap movie review. Stay with us.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
It's called our cheap movie review, which means you get to hear the trailer of the movie because I think it sets the tone. You get a sense of what the movie's about. That's the key. And this one they've really been pumping. Drew Barrymore is the star, and it's called Big Miracle. Check it out.
The avocado. This little guy and pretty much everything else in town has to take four separate plane rides to arrive up here in Chili Barrow, Alaska.
Adam. Your material up there seems like it's running a little thin.
What the heck? I think Barrow might have one great story left in her.
This is solid ice. It goes for 5 miles from here to the open ocean.
Three gray whales are now trapped in walls of ice 6 inches thick.
You have whales in trouble and you didn't call me?
I didn't call you because there's nothing you can do.
There's always something you can do.
Rachel, I'd like you to meet Fred and Wilma. And this is Bam Bam.
Everything's gonna be okay. Governor Haskell, we were wondering if you could mobilize a ship that can break through the ice.
You're serious?
With every passing hour, their path to freedom slips further away as more of the ocean turns solid.
All we need is the cooperation from the governor, but the governor has basically turned his back on the whales.
I hate her so much.
We will do everything we can
to help these poor creatures.
Pretty amazing, huh?
The National Guard will pull the icebreaker
where it's desperately needed.
The pole should be a piece of cake.
Nothing's that simple in the Arctic.
This is a monumental task as all eyes and efforts are focused on saving the whales.
Has dropped through the floor. We can't keep up with the ice.
The town of Barrow has shut down as school children and shopkeepers alike furiously work to cut a path to the ocean.
Where's Bam Bam? He's not coming up.
Maybe he's hurt.
You can't go down there. It's too dangerous.
Within navigable distance belongs to the Soviets.
I'll be damned if I'm going to let the Reds in to save the day.
Then those whales are going to die. Even though they're big and powerful. They're so much like us. We're vulnerable. We get scared. And we need help sometimes, too.
All right, pretty self-explanatory. It was a true story, actually, about these whales. They got stuck. You can hear it there. And they were rescued. It's a small town. It was a small town news reporter and a Greenpeace volunteer. And this becomes big worldwide, if you can remember when that happened. And it's these gray whales that were trapped by the ice in the Arctic Circle. So how about that? This movie is a short movie. It's under 2 hours, and I think it'd be worth a rental. I don't know if I would go and see it on the big screen. We move from Drew Barrymore and The Big Miracle to a movie called Chronicle.
You're probably going to want to get this on camera. You're probably going to want to get this on camera.
I don't want to do it.
Dude, I don't want to do it.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay,
come on,
yes,
do it.
Give me a countdown.
I will,
okay.
I promise.
Ah!
Crap.
Are we rolling? I'm going to get the gum.
Pull it right out of his mouth.
Wait, why are we ready?
I got this one. Sweet.
Just looking at it.
This is my theory, though, is that it's like a muscle.
Watch this. Dude, holy no!
This is why I think we're getting stronger, you know?
She has no idea.
Yes, it was the black guy this time.
He's sort of working it out.
There's nothing stopping us.
Where are you going?
I'm sorry.
That's just some weird thing. What the hell is this guy's problem?
Whoa!
Oh,
shit.
Stop. Are you
crazy? Why did you do that?
What the hell is wrong with...
Was it an accident, Andrew? Andrew?
I'm worried about Andrew.
Listen to me. We can't screw around with this. It's too dangerous. Andrew, it's not a game.
Andrew!
Stop this right now.
Just making the head sound.
What is that?
I knew we were going to die.
Steve, wait up.
Matt, look at this.
Holy.
All right, you got to think about this. What do you think it's about? Sci-fi, fantasy, kind of a thriller thing. You know how you hear that, and then it stops, and then it stops. It reminds me of a few other movies. And it's about three high school students who are have these powers, and they're trying to understand their powers to fly and bend spoons and all that kind of stuff. and it actually spins out of control. You know that old thing about, what if you could have one supernatural power, what would it be? To be invisible, to fly, to do whatever. I used to say fly, but after seeing the little snippet of this movie, I don't know that I would say fly anymore. maybe invisible. How about that? I'll go for it. Invisible. I think this, too, would probably end up being a decent rental. Yeah, that's what I think. Now, this next movie, I think, is going to also get a lot of buzz because Daniel Radcliffe is in it. You recognize the name? Harry Potter. Only this is nothing like Harry Potter. It's called The Woman in Black.
If we open the door to superstition, where does that lead?
I see what she's there, trying to reach me.
I believe even the most rational mind can play tricks in the dark.
Who's that?
They prey on those most in need.
All right, there you have it. There's a widowed lawyer whose grief is hurting his career. He's sent to a remote village to sort out the affairs of a deceased eccentric. Sound intriguing? It soon becomes clear that everybody in the town is keeping a terrible secret. Why don't you just leave the town? It's a short flick, 1 hour and 35 minutes. It's a horror adaptation, thriller kind of thing, PG-13. I think because of the Harry Potter thing, that there's going to be a lot of teenagers that want to go and see this movie. That's what it seems like. It's geared toward that. So I think it'll actually do okay at the box office. For me, I would say if you like horror movies, this would be a rental, clearly. I would say rental, because all the competition of the movies that are out there, that I am sure many of you have not seen a lot of the movies, there's some pretty decent ones going right now, including, I mentioned this already, The Gray. There's another one that I like that's got Katherine Heigl in it. It's called One for the Money. A lot of people are raving about Red Tails, and people like Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock, and they're going to see Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Whatever you do, have a terrific weekend, and many, many thanks go out to Donovan Madsen for his help and for all of you who participated in the show, both by calling and throwing in your two cents and sending us your sharp, clever emails.